This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the line items in that jobs data that Neil and Catherine and I were talking about is the percentage of the workforce in this country that has more than one job. 4.9% of people in September is the number. And it's been pretty steady over the past decade or so, even as the actual unemployment rate has been declining. So we sent Marketplace's Mariel Segarra off this morning with this assignment. Who are the people in this economy who have more than one job, and what's it like for them?
Matthew Spencer has a whole bunch of jobs.
I'm a personal trainer, a masseuse, a coach, therapist, and a full-time dad.
He's a single dad, lives in California.
Los Angeles, it's hard to have just one income and one job stream that pays enough to live.
Spencer is one of many people who work multiple jobs because they can't afford not to. Jody Jordan lives in New Orleans. She opened a CrossFit gym a few years ago, but it only brings in about $25,000 a year.
Following your dream doesn't always mean being able to pay your bills.
So she also works for a big consulting firm. Like Spencer, she has kids, two of them.
It never stops. I get up at 4 a.m. every morning, and I am working in some capacity until 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
That kind of stress can catch up to you. Tyler Gengel lives in a Detroit suburb, works three jobs, one at Frito-Lay and two doing security at pro sports events. Sometimes he forgets where he's supposed to be.
You'll get a call from your boss at 11 in the afternoon. Hey, Tyler, where are you? Oh, I'm sorry, I worked two doubles yesterday. I'm sorry. All right, we'll get in here.
Not everyone works a second job out of necessity. Ariel Castillo lives in Queens. She's a content producer for the English soccer team, Manchester City, and she teaches yoga on the side. She started the yoga gig while she was at her last full-time job, which was demanding and stressful.
I always had this other thing that I could sort of rely on, or that at least would make me fulfilled in the other hours of the day.
She's still teaching yoga because she loves it. Plus, in New York, the extra income doesn't hurt. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.